Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
In Tamishi, the Parsha, Vayera, Hagar leaves, again leaves Avram household with her son Yishmael. Now, according to Chazal, Hagar was Bas Paro, and she heard about Avram, and she came, and she was Migayeret. And now she is lost. Vatelech, she goes, Vatesa b'midbar Be'er Sheva. She's lost in the wilderness, in the desert of Be'er Sheva. On this pasuk, Rashi quotes Chazal, she is lost. The word tesa means to wander aimlessly. Has many translations, but along the lines, they all fit into the idea of being lost. She's lost. And Chazal say, what does it mean she's lost? Shechazra legilule beis aviha. That she became an idolatress again. She turned back to the idols. Well, what is that? Where does this come from? Telech vatesa. There is an observation. I don't know who the first one to make it was, but vatelech vatesa. But it's in the spirit of Chassidut, certainly. That if she saw herself as lost, then obviously she was no longer committed to what we call Judaism. Why? Because the bottom line is a Jew is never lost. We're always where we are for a reason, for a purpose, wherever it is. Now, if I go back to my childhood, my first awareness of Chassidut, since I didn't grow up as a Chassid and I'm not a Chassid, in the sociological sense, certainly I'm not a Chassid, was the stories of the Baal Shem Tov. And as a kid, I was fascinated by these stories. Here's the story. And the stories always began and ended more or less the same way, and then what happened, happened. What do I mean by that? The Baal Shem Tov would get up in the morning and say to his driver, whose name was Alexei, Alexei, get the horses ready. Get the carriage ready. And Alexei would get the carriage ready. The Baal Shem Tov would get into the carriage. And Alexei, the driver, would turn to the Baal Shem Tov and said, where to, master? And the Baal Shem Tov said, let the horses run. And the horses indeed run. And they run and they run until they finally stop someplace, wherever the horses will stop. And the Baal Shem Tov goes into that place, whether it's a town or a forest or whatever it is, and there's somebody there, a community, a whole community, or a simple person who needs the Baal Shem Tov to save him in some way or other. And the Baal Shem Tov does it. This amazing, wow. The horses of the Baal Shem Tov. But I grew up, I became a skeptic, perhaps a litvak, okay? And I understood that horses are just horses. They don't have Ruach HaKodesh, number one. Number two, there's something odd about this story. Since Alexei is a driver of the Baal Shem Tov, okay, so it happened once, it happened twice, it happened thrice. But why is Alexei turning around each time and asking where to? He knows what the answer is. Number one, right? And number two, in fact, who needs Alexei at all? The horses just run. He doesn't doesn't lead the horse, it doesn't, right? So I became a skeptic. And then I realized the answer. The whole point about this is that the horses are horses. They don't know where they're going. And why is Alexei there? Because he has to keep asking the question, because the story is about the question and the answer. Alexei is the person who never gets it, okay? Where to? And the Baal Shem Tov answers, wherever the horses run. And that's what we have to know, because here is the answer. To be a Jew means that a Jew is never lost. Wherever we are, wherever you wind up in life, oh my gosh, I got off at the wrong stop. Oh, I took the wrong train. What am I doing here? Wherever you are, there is someone in need. There is something that has to be done, that can only be done by you. Only by you. And you don't have to be, to absorb this lesson, you don't have to be a chassid of any sect. What you have to be, in the end, is a Jew. Hagar is lost because she's lost the idea that there's someone who needs you to do something. There is a task that you can do and only you can do. And if you miss it, and if you don't take advantage of it, then you are truly lost in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom to know that the horses are horses, but we are not horses. Be well.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor or dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. We are so grateful for your support, and thank you for learning with us.